You can close your eyes now and begin breathing deeply and slowly before you let go completely and drift into a deep hypnotic state. Just let yourself listen carefully to everything I say to you. It's going to happen automatically, so you don't need to think about that now. And you will have no conscious control over what happens as you let go. The muscles in and around your eyes will relax all by themselves as you continue breathing easily and freely. Without thinking about it, you will soon enter a deep, peaceful, hypnotic trance without any effort. There is nothing important for your conscious mind to do. There is nothing really important except the activities of your subconscious mind. And these activities can be just as automatic as dreaming. And you know how easily you can forget your dreams when you awaken. You are responding very well. Without noticing it, you have already altered your rate of breathing. You are breathing much more easily and freely. And you are revealing signs that indicate you are beginning to drift into a hypnotic trance. You can really enjoy relaxing more and more, and your subconscious mind will listen to each and every word that I say. And it keeps becoming less important for you to consciously listen to my voice. Your subconscious mind can hear even if I whisper. You are continuing to drift into a more detached state as you examine privately in your own mind secrets, feelings, sensations, and behaviors you didn't know you had. At the same time, letting go completely, your own mind is solving that problem at your own pace, just as rapidly as it feels you are ready. You continue becoming more relaxed and comfortable as you sit there with your eyes closed. As you experience that deepening comfort, you don't have to move, or talk, or let anything bother you. Your own inner mind can respond automatically to everything I tell you, and you will be pleasantly surprised with your continuous progress. You are getting much closer to a deep hypnotic trance, and you are beginning to realize that you don't care whether or not you are going into a deep trance. Being in this peaceful state enables you to experience the comfort of the hypnotic trance in your own personal way. Being hypnotized is always a very enjoyable, very pleasant, calm, peaceful, completely relaxing experience. It seems natural to include hypnosis in your future. Every time you fall under my hypnotic spell, you experience more and more pleasure. And you continue experiencing benefits from the new habits that you form while listening to me in trance. So you will really enjoy having me hypnotize you. You will always enjoy the sensations of comfort, of peacefulness, of calmness, and all the other sensations that come automatically from this wonderful experience. You will be really happy that you decided to have me hypnotize you. As you continue understanding more and more about who you are through my voice, you are learning new parts of yourself. You are developing your own techniques of therapy without knowing you are developing them. You can have it as a surprise sooner or later. A very pleasant surprise. Imagine yourself in a place you like very much. By a lake, or by the ocean. Perhaps you are floating gently on a sailboat on a peaceful lake. On a warm summer day. You are continuing to relax even more now. And you continue becoming more comfortable. This is your own world that you like very much. You are going to find that any time you want to spend a few minutes by yourself, relaxing, and feeling very comfortable and serene, you can automatically go back to this feeling you're experiencing now. You can put yourself into this world anytime you like. There are times when you will want this serene feeling, and it is yours whenever you want it. Continue enjoying this pleasant experience as your subconscious mind is receiving everything I tell you, and you will be pleased with the way you automatically respond to everything I say. You are aware of everything, and yet you are not aware. You are listening with your subconscious mind, while your conscious mind is far away and not listening. Your conscious mind is far away and not listening. Your subconscious mind is awake and listening and hearing everything while your conscious mind remains very relaxed and peaceful. You can relax peacefully because your subconscious mind is taking charge. And when this happens, you can let your subconscious do all the listening. Your subconscious mind knows. And because your subconscious mind knows, your conscious mind does not need to know and can stay asleep and not mind while your subconscious mind stays wide awake. You have much potential in your subconscious mind which you don't have in your conscious mind. You can remember everything that has happened with your subconscious mind, but you cannot remember everything with your conscious mind. You can forget so easily, and with forgetting certain things you can remember other things. Remembering what you need to remember, and forgetting what you can forget. It does not matter if you forget, you need not remember. Your subconscious mind remembers everything that you need to know, and you can let your subconscious mind listen and remember while your conscious mind sleeps and forgets. Keep your eyes closed and listen with your subconscious mind, and when you're listening very, very carefully, your head can nod yes. As you continue to listen to me with your subconscious mind, your conscious mind sleeps deeper and deeper. And deeper, and deeper. Let your conscious mind stay deeply asleep, and let your subconscious mind listen to me. Now drift down, deeper and deeper, more and more relaxed. And as you drift deeper, I want your subconscious mind to become aware of the state that you are currently in. So, relaxed and obedient to my suggestions. Whenever you hear me say the word deeper, I want you to return to this state that you find yourself in. Drift even deeper into trance for me. You find it so easy to drift deeper into trance for me whenever I say that magic word. You know that in order to accomplish the changes that you want to see in yourself, you need to drift deeper every time that I ask you to. It doesn't matter if you have other things on your mind. Your mind is receptive to my words and commands whenever I ask you to drift deeper for me. Deeper. More and more relaxed. Deeper. Feel yourself drifting down, more and more comfortable and receptive with every breath. And even if you begin to feel tense, you can feel that tension slip away in waves of pleasure every time you hear the words deeper. You can't resist because you don't want to resist. Deeper. You need to go deeper into trance and don't need anything distracting you from what you truly want in life. Deeper. You can feel yourself getting warm, relaxed, as you release the tensions and thoughts preventing you from relaxing to your fullest potential. Deeper. You can't resist obeying, just as you can't resist falling. Deeper. Every time you hear me tell you to do so, your subconscious mind loves falling. Deeper. Just as your conscious mind loves acting out my commands in your everyday life. You never have any trouble falling deeper whenever I tell you to. Deeper. It's like falling into a warm blanket or a lover's arms. You trust me to tell you everything about yourself while you surrender to everything my words tell you to do. Deeper. Just let your subconscious mind drift to a place that it drifts to more and more easily whenever I say your words. Deeper. You trust yourself to make the right decisions in your life, and that trust you have in yourself enables your mind to trust me even more as you drift. Deeper. So deeply, relaxed, and content about everything in your life. You've completely shut out the world and are ready to listen to my commands. And you will find that you return to this state of consciousness whenever you hear me say the words. Deeper. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter what you are doing. When you hear the words, deeper, you will return to the state that you currently find yourself in and be more and more relaxed, happy, and at peace as you let my words guide you through your trance. All you want is to become more open, more receptive, and more obedient, and you will continue to do that with each. Deeper. Drifting deeper and deeper into a soothing, hypnotic state, feeling relaxed and comfortable and at peace as you become aware of your surroundings. And as the veil of trance lifts from your very receptive mind, you can feel free to find yourself walking towards a little school, your feet moving your body forward as you feel your own excitement beginning to bubble up inside of you. Pleasure. Excitement. Happy. You feel your hand being squeezed and you can look up to see your mother smiling at you asking if you are ready to start your first day of preschool. You feel yourself nodding your head enthusiastically in response as your feet begin to walk you closer and closer to your destination. Yes. You are directed towards a gathering of other children in their brand new backpacks, shuffling with nervous excitement. As your mother releases your hand, she tells you to smile as she takes a photo of you standing in line, grinning from ear to ear, before wrapping your adorably childish body up in her strong arms for a hug and promising to pick you up after school. She moves away to stand with the other parents and you can feel excitement welling up inside of you as you look around at all of your new classmates. Loved. Relaxed. Soothing. You can observe that each classmate has a brand new backpack in bright, pretty colors, along with their adorably childish outfits. Your Velcro-strapped shoes are just as fascinating as the activity around you, and you find yourself easily mesmerized by the blinking lights that appear at each step. Pleasure. Cute. Happy. You can feel a light tap on your arm and turn to see a smiling little girl with big bows styling her hair into two long, cascading pigtails. She compliments your light-up shoes and says that hers light up in different colors than yours, stomping her feet to show you. Desire. Excitement. Comfort. She giggles as her shoes light up and you can easily find yourself imitating her movements, stomping your feet and giggling when your shoes light up in time with hers. You compliment the pretty bows in her hair and she giggles before twirling dramatically to show you that her bows match the color of her backpack. Jealous. Adorable. Cute. As your new friend continues to talk with you, you can find yourself naturally matching her words and her slight lisp, slowing your speech and pausing frequently to think of what to say. You know that you can easily become distracted whenever you encounter new sights and sounds, and you can feel yourself becoming more and more excited about your first day of school with every breath that you take. Yes. Your new friend asks you if you think the teacher will be nice, and you can quickly find yourself nodding your head. Yes. And as you continue to talk with your new friend, you can see a beautiful and kind-looking woman open the door to the room and begin to ring a handbell, quieting the chatter of your new friend as you and the group of young students around you await her instructions. Excitement. Anxious. Happy. She greets you and asks that you raise your hand and call out when you hear your name mentioned, and that each and every morning she will be here to make sure you are comfortable and happy in your brand new classroom. You can feel your classmates bouncing with excitement at their first instruction of the day, the telltale crinkle of diapers underneath their school outfits shifting as they all bounce happily. Comfort. Soothing. Relaxed. The kind teacher says your name and you raise your hand high above your head. She smiles in acknowledgement before returning to the rest of her attendance check. After roll call, she ushers you to your seat, assigning you a spot at a round table with your other classmates. You can feel yourself becoming peaceful and relaxed and comfortable as you consider yourself and your state of mind and drift into a deep and obedient and receptive trance, becoming more and more calm and relaxed and obedient with the soothing sound of my voice. Deeper and deeper, as you feel yourself falling even more into a comfortable and relaxing trance, becoming more and more relaxed and happy and at peace with your surroundings. You can look around to find yourself again sitting in your exciting classroom, the small tables and chairs around you the perfect size for you and your classmates. Your beautiful, kind teacher stands at the front of the classroom, giving you her instructions on your next activity. Excitement. Happy. Pleasure. She begins to distribute paper and little dishes of paint and tells you to paint a picture of your favorite activity. Before you start to paint, you can find yourself thinking about all of the childish things that you simply love to do. Yes. You know that you feel happy and excited and enthusiastic whenever you think of playing with your toys. You constantly find yourself craving the carefree pleasure of playing games and watching childish cartoons as much as you want. Yes. You can remember that participating in any uninteresting adult activities has always made you feel bored and restless and unhappy. You know that it is perfectly natural to be free to feel uncomfortable and upset and nervous whenever you think of things that only a grown-up would worry about. Anxious. Bored. Gross. Knowing that you need to think simple thoughts and talk about children's topics in order to be happy and comfortable makes you even more determined to practice your childish behavior every day in order to live your ideal life. You smile to yourself as you imagine playing uncomplicated board games and being attracted to each and every new toy you see in advertisements or at the toy store. Excitement. Happy. Loved. You can imagine yourself fantasizing about playing outside under the hot summer sun and acting out your childish fantasies of adventure. You can picture yourself as the hero set out to save the world and easily remember how much fun it is to pretend. Yes. You look around you at the other children who have started their paintings, dipping their fingers into paint and sloppily applying colors to paper with their tiny hands. You find yourself touching the wet paint and taking your time to draw a cute yellow sun with your fingertips, following the sun with green grass and stick figures representing you and your friends playing pretend. Pleasure. Peaceful. Soothing. Some of the wet colors blend together on the page, creating new muddled hues each and every time you touch the paper. Your classmates each create artwork like yours, with bright suns and lush green yards. Some have a dog or cat pictured with large round bodies and little lines for legs. Some have pictures of sports balls that they like to play with. Happy. Relax. Loved. You can find yourself raising a paint-covered hand into the air, and when your teacher acknowledges you, you manage to say all done before she smiles and waves you over to her seat by the classroom sink. She reminds you to be careful not to touch anything in order to keep paint from smudging everywhere, and you make your way to her chair, thrusting your hands high above your head into the air to avoid any contact with your new friends as they busily continue to paint their own pictures. Yes. Your kind teacher holds your palms over the sink and scrubs your hands gently with foamy soap. You can find yourself mesmerized by the colors dripping off your hands and spiraling down the drain, feeling more relaxed and happy and comfortable with the soothing sound of my voice falling deeper and deeper into an obedient and hypnotic trance with every breath. Drifting deeper and deeper into a trance with the sound of my voice, feeling more comfortable and relaxed and at peace with your surroundings as you discover yourself again sitting in your exciting classroom. Your childish painting sits on the table, drying where you left it as you wait patiently on the comfortable, soft, cozy shag rug. As the teacher finishes helping wash each of your classmates' hands, she sends them to sit on the rug with you. Comfortable. Pleasure. Relaxed. The kind woman moves an adult-sized chair to the front of the shag rug and grabs a thin hardcover book from her desk. The children around you giggle in excitement, and you naturally imitate their fidgeting, excited that you are acting like the toddler you know you are and love to emulate each and every day of your life. Yes. The teacher reminds the class to settle down and sit quietly so that she can start to read the book in her hands. You can instinctively remember to always listen to adults, knowing that they are smarter than you and have your best interests in mind in every situation. Yes. You can recall how happy and relaxed and comfortable you feel whenever smart grown-ups make your difficult decisions for you. It is only natural for a toddler to feel loved and wanted and cared for whenever an adult helps them. Pleasure. Happy. Desire. You can intuitively discover that in order to act like the toddler you know you are in, desire to be every day, you must completely obey each and every instruction that a smart, strong adult gives you. You stop chattering with your classmates and quiet down for your beautiful teacher as she starts to speak. Yes. She picks up the book and shows you the colorful cover as she says the title aloud. She begins to read the first page of the story, showing you the pictures and taking a moment to engage the class by asking what they see. Excitement. Desire. Comfort. As you stare at the vibrant book pages, you can feel yourself remembering how boring and tedious and dull adult books and magazines are. You intuitively know that you need books with pictures on each and every page in order to become engaged. Yes. You can find yourself becoming instantly bored and uninterested with any dull book that refuses to include pictures. You discover that you instantly feel overwhelmed and confused and upset every time you have to read a book with lots of long and boring and uninteresting adult words. Bored. Gross. Uncomfortable. You know that you prefer to listen to children's stories and you can find yourself becoming instantly interested in each and every children's book that you see. You are naturally curious and excited to hear each of the childish stories that you are presented with. And as you stare at the image in the book in front of you, you find yourself falling deeper and deeper into a completely obedient state. Each page flipping hypnotically as the sound of my voice soothes and relaxes and comforts you. Completely obedient and relaxed and happy with each breath that you take, drifting deeper and deeper into a soothing and hypnotic trance with the sound of my every word. And as you continue to listen to the sound of my guiding voice, you cannot help but feel the soft shag rug beneath you as you find yourself sitting on the floor of your classroom, excited to be among the other happy preschoolers, relaxed, safe, comfortable. The kind teacher finishes the completely interesting story and closes the book, engaging the class by asking questions about the main character and what it taught them. It takes a bit of time for the class to think about the difficult answers to the teacher's questions, but when she is satisfied, she releases everyone from the story time area and tells you that it is time for lunch. Excitement. Happy. Pleasure. You can find yourself jumping up cheerfully along with your classmates as you make your way towards the back of the room where your cute and adorable and colorful lunchbox sits waiting for you. As you move back to your seat, you can find yourself looking around at all of the other toddlers unpacking their lunches and sharing bits of food with one another. Cute. Adorable. Loved. You notice one of your classmates struggling to open the container his lunch is in, and he begins to cry in frustration before the kind teacher makes her way over to help. You can smile to yourself in contentment with the recognition that you will always have a smiling adult by your side to help you with any problem that you may have, as long as you commit yourself towards acting like the complete toddler you love to be in every situation that you may find yourself in. You discover yourself smiling as you tear open the Velcro flap of your carefully packed lunchbox and find all of your favorite foods inside. Happy. Pleasure. Soothing. You cannot help but feel loved and adored and cherished whenever your food is cut into small pieces for you, and you know that you have always preferred to eat foods that you are familiar with rather than trying new things. You can remember that being forced to eat gross grown-up food makes you feel nauseous and uncomfortable and disgusted. Yes. A cute and adorable and little toddler would be picky about the food you eat. That is why you are always completely careful to only eat the foods that you are used to, and remembering to be fussy whenever you are forced to eat anything new. Confident. Pleasure. Safe. You can find yourself feeling desire and joy and delight whenever you open the top of your lunch container to reveal your favorite foods cut into small, easy pieces that your delicate little toddler fingers can easily clutch. The preschooler sitting beside you struggles with his own lunch containers and growing impatient. He takes your container from you and begins to eat the food that your loving mommy put together for you, causing you to cry out of frustration. Yes. You can find yourself crying easily, the hot and wet tears rolling down your chubby toddler cheeks as a whine begins to form in the back of your adorable throat. You instinctively remember to allow your infant feelings to overwhelm your childish senses, and you can feel confident in the idea that crying whenever you face frustrating or overwhelming problems is a great way to call an adult to fix the situation for any problems you might have in your future. Yes. The smart and kind and loving teacher rushes over to you and scolds your classmate for touching things that do not belong to him. She demands that he apologizes to you, and he remorsefully returns your lunch as the teacher wraps you up in her arms and wipes away your tears. Safe. Soothing. Relax. You can feel yourself drifting deeper and deeper into a hypnotic trance with every word that she says, feeling comfortable and happy and relaxed in her embrace with every breath that you take. Now listen to my words and drift deeper, deeper and deeper into trance. And as my commands flow through you as your own thoughts do, you can feel yourself relaxing more and more into the soothing sounds of my voice. Your subconscious mind trusts my words, just as you trust my commands to lead you to your every dream and aspiration. You are in complete control of your life when you listen to my words. And the habits that you make from listening to my voice will give you confidence in the complete truth of everything that I say. Each and every time you practice hypnosis with my voice, you will feel yourself comfortably going deeper than the time before. Your every breath creates a greater rhythm, a balance within yourself that easily accepts everything I say without a second thought. You hold the power over your life, and by listening to my voice and drifting deeper, you find my words giving you even greater power to accomplish everything you've ever wanted. You are empowered every time you drift deeper. You are happiest whenever you drift deeper. You know that you don't have to worry whenever you drift deeper to my voice. You obey and trust my words without hesitation, because you know that my voice will ultimately lead you to the self that you truly desire. You can rest assured as you drift deeper for me, deeper and deeper into the most open and receptive parts of your unconscious mind, not caring about how easily you drift deeper, or how receptive you are to everything that I am saying and absorbing it as truth. You are easily falling deeper. So open as you drift deeper. So, content, as my commands sink deeper, completely obedient and receptive to my words. Feel yourself falling deeper and deeper into an obedient trance with the sound of my voice, feeling more relaxed and comfortable and obedient with my every word. And as you consider the truth of how much you love obeying and listening to my important commands, you can find yourself again in your classroom, eating the last pieces of your delicious lunch. The boy beside you fidgets in his seat, and you can hear the crinkle of his fluffy diaper under his adorable childish clothes. Adorable. Cute. Comfort. He raises his hand and the teacher comes over to see what he needs. He motions for her to crouch to his level and whispers into her ear that he wet his diaper. She smiles at him and takes his hand, leading him to the bathroom to be changed. Loved. Pleasure. Happy. You know that you can feel much more confident wetting your own diapers whenever you know that you are being taken care of by a strong, capable adult. And you can find yourself smiling as you consider how much happier you are going to be in your future once the stresses of having to worry about who is going to change your wet or messy diaper has gone away. The teacher tells you that it's nap time and asks you and your classmates to unroll the nap time mats on the shag rug where you had your story time. You can find yourself and the other preschoolers happily crowding around the nap time bins where you recognize a bag that matches the colors of your backpack and pick it up in your hands, knowing that your mommy has lovingly packed you a pillow and blanket and cuddly stuffed animals. Adorable. Comfort. Happy. You find a place on the comfortable shag rug and set up your own sleeping spot, obeying the instructions that your teacher has given you. She rolls down the window curtains and turns off the lights, dimming the room enough to fall asleep comfortably without being afraid of the dark. Loved. Peaceful. Soothing. The teacher tells the class that they can raise their hands whenever they need to be changed and lets them know to have a good nap. You pull the blanket up under your chin and settle into a comfortable position, feeling safe and relaxed and loved, knowing that the thick pad of your diaper will keep you dry during your nap. Yes. You can feel confidence in letting all the anxieties of wetting your bed melt away and know that your safe, comfortable diaper will prevent any sleepy accidents from leaking through into your childish clothing. Yes. Some of the other preschoolers have fallen asleep, and you can find yourself and a few of the other toddlers tossing and turning in the dimly lit room. To help you settle down for your nap, your kind teacher begins to read you a soothing bedtime story. Yes. With each and every word she reads, you can find yourself drifting into a soothing sleep. You know that you have always felt comfortable and relaxed and safe whenever you have a grown-up nearby to tell you a story and have no problem drifting off into a deep sleep with the sound of her voice. Happy. Loved. Peaceful. You can remember that you have always had trouble falling asleep without the calming voice of an adult to soothe you to sleep. You can feel safe and happy and loved whenever you wear your diaper to bed and know that you love the feeling of a strong adult changing your soaking wet diapers whenever you wake up. Yes. Your padded diaper is firmly in place and the kind teacher's reassuring voice continues to repeat her story as you find yourself falling deeper and deeper into a soothing, hypnotic trance, feeling more comfortable and more relaxed as you close your eyes and drift into a deep, obedient, hypnotic state. Feeling relaxed and comfortable and happy with every word of my voice, drifting off into a deep and obedient hypnotic trance. Yes. And as you look deeper into your mind, you can find yourself back in your exciting preschool class, waking from your nap feeling refreshed and excited as your teacher slowly and gently raises the lights to wake the rest of your sleeping classmates. You raise your hands like you usually do, and the teacher smiles as she takes you to the changing table and lovingly replaces your wet diaper with a dry diaper before instructing you to pack up your naptime belongings and line up by the classroom door. You can feel the energy within the room beginning to pick up as you and your classmates start to buzz in excited anticipation. Happy. Pleasure. Excitement. The strong, knowledgeable teacher leads you out of the school into a fenced playground area and tells you that she will ring a bell when it is time to return. All of the children immediately disperse, some making their way to the jungle gym, others to the swings and monkey bars. You can find yourself in line for the spiral tube slide behind your new best friend with the adorable, light-up shoes. Comfort. Confident. Cute. She begins to chat excitedly with you about the day so far. The two of you babble to each other as you talk about finger painting and the pretty pictures from the book during story time and wait for your turn to go down the brightly colored slide. Your new friend goes down the slide first, giggling the entire way, and you follow her, laughing in joy as your little body speeds down the twists and turns. Pleasure. Happy. excitement. You can find yourself feeling carefree and happy and loved as you let go of all of your gross and boring and uncomfortable adult thoughts, knowing that toddlers such as yourself love to live completely in the moment and leave the dumb planning and decision making to the grown-ups around them. When you emerge at the bottom of the slide, you find your friend waiting for you, bouncing up and down as her shoe lights sparkle with each hop. Cute. Adorable. Love. She asks if you want to go play on the swings, and you agree on the condition that you both go down the slide one more time. She says, yes, and you race her to the top of the jungle gym, where she climbs into the tube behind you, holding onto your shoulders before you both launch yourselves down, laughing the whole way as you both come tumbling out the bottom. Excitement. Happy. Pleasure. You can find yourself excited about how much fun you have every time you behave like the carefree toddler you are as you start to walk towards the swing set. And just as you are about to reach the swing, someone else jumps into your place. You can feel yourself becoming frustrated and upset and angry, and you can easily and naturally find yourself crying as you begin to throw a temper tantrum, stomping your feet and flailing your arms. Yes. You know that you easily get emotional whenever you are forced to face a problem, and find that reacting to your frustrations with crying and throwing tantrums will only help you to better live your ideal toddler life and bring a grown-up to your side to fix your situation. An adult comes over and tells the other child to wait for his turn, and he apologizes before leaving the swing to go play elsewhere. Confident. Loved. Safe. As you swing back and forth, going higher with each movement, you can look down at your feet and feel yourself falling deeper and deeper into a soothing, hypnotic trance, becoming more comfortable and relaxed and at peace with your surroundings with every breath that you take. Feeling more and more relaxed as you fall into a deep hypnotic trance with every word that you hear. Drifting deeper and deeper with the soothing sound of my hypnotic voice. And as you listen, you can find yourself back in your comfortable and familiar classroom as your kind teacher praises the class for their good work counting numbers. Pleasure. Happy. Love. Your teacher begins to play an educational music album with the alphabet sung to a happy tune, a song about which sounds animals make, and other familiar and catchy melodies that make you feel comfortable and relaxed and at peace with your decision to live every day of your life as the perfect toddler that you love to be. You intuitively know that listening to nursery rhymes and lullabies will help you live out your fantasies by calming you and reminding you of the children you love to emulate. Yes. And as you listen to the perfectly childish melodies in your exciting classroom, you can find yourself remembering to hate any loud and inappropriate grown-up music. You know that it is completely natural for a toddler such as yourself to be upset and unhappy and uncomfortable whenever you hear a song with naughty language or unpleasant adult themes. Gross. Nausea. Uncomfortable. The kind teacher encourages you and the other preschoolers to get out of your seats and explore the colorful classroom. Some of the kids sing along to the nursery rhymes as they tear through the various toy chests, looking for anything that catches their eyes and their imaginations. Happy. Confident. Excitement. Your friend with the light-up shoe sits beside you and asks if you want to play a clapping game that she knows and offers to teach you. You nod your head in response, and she shows you how to position your hands, slowly singing a rhyme as she teaches you the moves. love, relax, adorable. She patiently waits with her hands in position as each round of her game speeds up and the rhyme repeats. You can find yourself learning the moves quickly, smiling and laughing in delight along with your friend as the motions and rhythm become more and more natural to you. Happy. Excitement. Confident. Other classmates begin surrounding you and your friend, attracted to the clapping game, and ask you and your friend to teach them too. You can feel a sense of belonging and companionship as your classmates accept you as the preschooler you know you are and aspire to be each and every day. Adorable. Cute. Pleasure. Claps and laughter fill the classroom, drowning out the sound of the music the teacher has provided, and you can focus completely on teaching the girl in front of you the moves to your clapping game. You notice her childish lisp and soon find yourself needing to imitate the way that she speaks, paying close attention to the other children around you chattering away in their cute and adorable and childish tones. Yes. You can find yourself emulating the same half-gibberish and babble as the children around you, and know that the more you lisp and babble like a little child in your life, the more you will be treated like the adorably innocent little toddler that you love to be every day in your perfect future. You can feel cute and safe and happy among your peers, knowing that speaking exactly like the children around you will help you live your perfect toddler life. Yes. Feeling more relaxed and comfortable and happy as you drift into a deep hypnotic trance with the soothing sound of my voice. Deeper and deeper. Feeling more relaxed and at peace with your surroundings with every breath as you fall into a deep and obedient trance with the sound of my voice. You can look around to again find yourself in your comfortable and familiar classroom, surrounded by your new toddler friends as the teacher tells the class that it is time to pack up and get ready to go home. Confident. Pleasure. Happy. She directs you to the windowsill where your paintings from Arts and Crafts have been sitting and drying in the sun. Each child rushes over and finds their work, happily showing their friends what they painted. Cute. Adorable. Excitement. One of the toddlers that you taught your clapping game comments that he likes what you painted and shows you the painting he made of his family at the park, the sun-shaped oblong and the people depicted as stick figures with big heads and wide smiles. You can find yourself smiling and complimenting him back, as he notices that you both prefer the same colors. Happy. Love. Confident. As you chat with your new friend, you can find yourself feeling more and more natural and comfortable with the childish lisp you have adopted and find yourself taking long breaks between sentences to think of the next adorable thing to say. Yes. Your kind teacher reminds the class to gather their belongings and sit at their tables as they wait for dismissal, but the excitement of going home to play riles up your classmates and they all begin to fidget in their seats, backpacks strapped on, and lunchboxes ready to take home. In order to calm the class, the teacher begins to review what you have learned on your first day of school, asking the class to raise their hands and tell her something that you learned today. Adorable. Excitement. Pleasure. You can find yourself raising your hand along with every other child in the classroom, eagerly awaiting to be called on to prove how smart you are. The teacher calls on a random student, who says alphabet, then picks another who cries out colors. You can feel yourself becoming desperate to be chosen, your small hand waving in the air as your arm becomes tired of being held up. Yes. She points to you and in your adorable and cute and childish lisp, you retell your favorite experience from the day, causing the kind teacher to smile at you in pride. She tells the class that you have all done a fantastic job learning today and instructs you to line up like you did at recess so she can let you out of class for the day. Excitement. Happy. Love. As you walk through the hallways with your classmates, your painting gripped firmly in your tiny toddler hands, you can begin to feel excited at the thought of seeing your beautiful mommy and telling her all about your day. Sunlight pours in through the doors as the teacher opens them, releasing you back into the arms of your loving parents. Comfort. Pleasure. Adorable. You find your mother in the crowd waving at you, her wide smile comforting you as you run towards her. You wrap your arms around her legs as she takes your lunchbox from you and you excitedly show her your painting. Cute. Confident. Happy. You know intuitively that you have been accepted by the other toddlers and can feel happy and excited and confident as your mother holds your hand, walking with you away from the school as your classmates wave goodbye. And as you walk happily home with her, you can feel confident falling deeper and deeper into an obedient trance, feeling more comfortable and relaxed with the sound of my voice. Now I want you to think about all of the things that you've just learned. The more you think about the things you've just learned, the more you realize that your conscious mind doesn't have to think as your subconscious mind obeys. The more you obey my words, the more you realize that they become more and more of who you are. Your subconscious loves thinking about the new and exciting behaviors that you have learned, just as your conscious mind loves forgetting about those behaviors as you go about your day. You love your new behaviors and want to listen to this file again and again until those behaviors become second nature to you. You've chosen to listen to this hypnotic file, and only by choosing to listen to my words can you truly take on the behaviors you need to improve your life. My words are your pleasure. My words are your comfort. My words are your truth. And now, on the count of 10, I want you to wake up refreshed and ready to go about your day with the lessons that you have just learned fresh in your mind. 1. Waking up. 2. More and more awake. 3. Feel your body rise up. 4. More and more. 5. Waking up. Feel the blood start to flow into your limbs. 6. More and more awake. 7. Inhaling the air deeply into your lungs. 8. Awakening more and more. 9. Moving your head and getting ready to open your eyes. 10. Refreshed and ready to continue your day.